I am Mark Mitchell. I'm the Holcomb T. Green Curator of American Paintings and Sculpture here at the Yale University Art Gallery. We are looking at Henry Ossawa Tanner's Spinning by Firelight, The Boyhood of George Washington Gray from 1894. George Washington Gray was a very prominent abolitionist and minister in Evanston, Illinois, and he was also a friend of the Tanner family. And so this painting is a commission from Gray soliciting from Tanner a portrait of his early experience in Ohio in a small town, a sort of frontier existence that he led as a child. You see the young George Washington Gray there by the hearth stacking his corn cobs to make a little cabin or a little structure, a tower of some sort. And the luminosity of the fire that warms him and his mother, who works diligently at her wheel, while her husband sits off by the table and holds a book in his hand, likely a Bible. You see the sort of signature elements of American frontier life, the very simple furnishings, the Kentucky rifle hanging on the wall. You see the modesty of their home, but the industry of the family as well. One of the things that I find striking here is the difference between the light of the fire from the right, which has a sort of ruddiness, a redness, a little bit of a salmon quality, and then the light of the moon from the left, which is cast across the floorboards, and it seems to illuminate the tablecloth as well as the left-hand side of Gray's mother's face and her head cover. And so you get a sense of these two light sources coming across this composition from two sides. And I think that there is a real interest on Tanner's part in constructing the space with light that is poetically enhanced or expressively enhanced by that rather steep perspective of the floorboards, that climbing perspective through space. It's a technique that the artists developed through the influence of Japanese prints. And so they are trying out these new spatial constructions like this in order to create more, I guess, active environments, using the space in a more abstract way, one that will come increasingly to the fore in the early 20th century.